This is Twit.
All right, let's talk about clips. This is really cool. So this is, I hope, you know, Apple obviously wants to release apps that are going to use the new Face ID notch cameras. And I hope that that Snapchat will update and lots of others. But this Clips app has been updated, and you're only going to be able to take advantage of this if you have an iPhone 10. The Clips app to me was kind of, you know, it's a little video editor. You can add stuff. The only cool thing that it did originally was live subtitles on there. But now with these scenes, it makes me want to do all sorts of videos. So let me show you here. I have to use my iPhone 10, so I apologize for the small camera. But a couple of things you immediately see. First of all, I am now in Hong Kong. It knows about my microphone. I don't know why. I think it's probably...
That one looks like Blade Runner to me.
Or yeah, it kind of is, isn't it? And I can't really show you because... So,
it is 3D. It's totally 3D.
It's so wild. And you can rotate around but it also modifies what's really cool. And this is really more of a demonstration of how cool the A11 Bionic processor is. In real time, I'm now on the Millennium Falcon. It's interlacing and making me blue so I look like Princess Leia on the R2 unit.
There's a holo chessboard somewhere next to
you. Yeah, if I could turn it around. This is amazing. So this is the kind of rotoscoping that takes years to do in Hollywood. The A11's doing it in real time. As I talk, I'm in Paris. Yeah, there's the Arc de Triomphe. Well, you can't really see it because it's behind me. But this is, I think this is really amazing. There's 8-bit. Here's the cherry blossoms. And by the way, you can apply these effects afterwards as well. You can change the effects, which I thought was really amazing. Anything to say? Or just, wow, everybody should get it.
What's really cool about this is when I first started hearing rumors about portrait lighting, I was trying to figure out what Apple would do. And for a while, Apple's been trying to take DSLR features. And while it can't reproduce everything that a real camera, a really big sensor, or a really good glass can do, they want to be able to give you, at least emotionally, some of those features. So portrait mode would give you the depth effect, the bokeh look. And you could get, you know, the blurred background that a lot of people liked in portrait photography. And now portrait lighting, which is still in beta, is trying to give you those lighting effects. So whether it's, you know, studio lighting or stage lighting, it wants to try to do what you would traditionally do in a studio with light boxes and bouncers and all these sorts of things. And I was trying to think what would be next. And one of the easiest things to contemplate was portrait backgrounds, where you'd either have the equivalent of a matte or a digital green screen effect that, you know, you take the kids for their school photos and they stand in front of a fake background or a green screen and they put in backgrounds, but doing that in real time. And they didn't wait till like iOS 12. They put that right into Clips and they did it with video. And there's some things in there, like they have also some filters like watercolor and I think graphite. And they basically found images that had that effect and they machine learned them. They said, we want people to look like this painting. And then they did the usual machine learning, yes, no, yes, no, 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 yes, no, yes, no. And it learned in real time to study the scene and apply that sort of effect to it. So you're getting like this real-time machine learned processed video like apply to it. And it's really great for people like, I want to make a video log, but I have this crappy background behind me and I can't really build a studio. I go outside, it looks like garbage. Now you can do it from like a galactic background or something. And maybe you're in your washroom because it's quiet in there. You don't know. And you can make these really cool little videos.
We've seen these before. I mean, every camera, you know, when you get a webcam, does something like this. And it's not perfect. You know, it's not perfect keying, but it's pretty amazing. And this is another thing I found out. By the way, somebody was asking, can you do it in landscape mode? Yeah, it works in landscape mode. If you cover the Face ID, you disappear. So you can make yourself kind of slowly appear. If you had netting or something, you could have some fun with that. This is obviously a technology demonstration, kind of a show-off. But I love it. I mean, I think this really shows you there's a lot more that this is capable of. And I look forward to third parties taking advantage of this.
The biggest problem they have is that they don't Apple still looks at Clips like an app. It's software that they update. I mean, they did Clips 1.0 last year, then 1.2, then 2.0. So you got these effects, but you're going to have these effects. Everyone will use them for a week and then they'll be like, okay, I've used them. Where Snapchat and Instagram are changing live effects, they treat it like a service and it's updated every week, if not every day.
So it's all,
I got cat ears today. I got dog ears tomorrow, but it's different. And Clips still isn't at the speed of an internet service, I don't think.
Yeah.